wounded warriors returning from Iraq and Afghanistan need meaningful careers. Industry and the federal government have a big appetite for trained cybersecurity professionals. So why not train wounded warriors in cybersecurity and help them get important and fulfilling jobs? That's the whole idea behind a new collaboration among Raytheon, Cisco, and the Wounded Warrior Project. Joining us now with details is Bob Connors, the program manager for Raytheon's partnership with the Wounded Warrior Project. Mr. Connors, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Amy. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Tell us about the grant, where it came from, and how you're using it.
Sure. Raytheon has a corporate social responsibility program that has primarily has three components. One is promoting math and science to address the shortage of engineering graduates. Second is support for our local communities, and third, support for our armed services. So the grant we're fund, the $2.5 million grant we're providing to Wounded Warrior falls under the supporting our armed services. We have a long history of supporting the troops with grants through the Intrepid Hero Fund, the Fisher House, and other, and certainly with employee volunteerism. Our employees are involved in several fundraising events during the year. You can go to any Raytheon facility, and there's something going on to support the troops. So this $2.5 million grant that Raytheon's providing will enable them to achieve their mission and help them expand their transition training academies and also help with the Warrior to Work program.
So will Raytheon participate in the training or any of the resources, or this is just a grant for them to use to expand their own facilities?
Well, the grant money is primarily for them to expand their facilities. What we're going to do is work with the Wounded Warrior Project to find out where we can help them. We don't want to, this isn't our project. The Wounded Warrior Project is not ours. We just want to be able to mobilize our workforce and help them wherever we can, either through volunteers or maybe even educators within the within their academies.
Who would be eligible, and how do you get the people in touch with each other so that you can pull this off? I mean, how does this work?
Well, I can't speak for the Wounded Warrior Project on the recruitment of the wounded warriors, but I believe anybody that has been injured or hurt or in the line of duty is eligible to participate. You can get all the information on the woundedwarriorproject.org website as far as how people get engaged with the project itself.
But it's fair to say they have an interest in expanding cybersecurity training because Raytheon, that's one of your specialties, is cybersecurity, correct?
Absolutely. Everybody's aware of the growing epidemic of computer viruses, and we need more cybersecurity professionals out there to defend our networks and our personal information. So we felt it was a good opportunity for us to help them mature their portfolio of computer learning and add a cybersecurity element to it, so there is another option for people going through the program to advance. They can get basic computer training right up to cybersecurity training.
Bob Connors is the program manager for Raytheon's partnership with the Wounded Warrior Project, and he's bringing us up to speed on how this is all going to work. And you had mentioned a couple of things, computer training, cyber training, things like that. Are those the types of topics they're going to be focused on primarily, and are there any specialties that you can share with us?
Yeah, it's primarily computer-based training. It's really a great program if you get a chance to look at it. One of the things that they do is teach participants how to break down a computer, rebuild the computer, and then they're able to actually bring the computer that they rebuilt home with them. So it gives everybody a chance to really understand and get positioned to go back into the civilian workforce or even into the government workforce in an IT field that's going to give them a great opportunity.
And are there opportunities and special arrangements made for those who might have come home with an impairment such as a lost limb, where it might be a little more difficult than for the average person to be able to type and work with computers?
Certainly, yes. The whole intent of the Wounded Warrior Project is to take care of any injuries or people that have been injured. So they've got accommodations for anybody that can that needs to have special arrangements within the program.
And have you gotten a lot of feedback, a lot of attention for this project?
Well, we just launched it on Veterans Day. Certainly there was an initial increase in attention and a need for more information. Once we begin to really get moving with this and we expand the the academies and launch the cybersecurity training, I suspect that it's going to get even more attention. But the Wounded Warrior Project has been around since 2003, and anybody that I ever mention it to knows about it already. Mm-hmm. And it's a great program and a great organization.
And tell us some of the other things you've been doing with Wounded Warriors. Sounds like this is just one of a string of programs that Raytheon is supporting.
Yeah, well, for the Wounded Warrior Project, this is our first major engagement with them, and our primary focus for Wounded Warriors will be with the Wounded Warrior Project. But Raytheon has been involved for quite a long time, as I mentioned, with our armed services section of our corporate social responsibility to help the troops. And, you know, the Fisher House in Boston, we provided a grant to the Intrepid Heroes Fund. There's a long list of engagements we've had to help our troops. These are our customers, but they're also our employees. So, you know, we take it very seriously to do everything we possibly can to help them.
And I just wanted to get back to that earlier point and maybe go into that just a little bit more, and that is that people at Raytheon who are experts in cybersecurity would be available and willing, and if the Wounded Warriors Project will have you, and I presume they would, that there would be help with the actual instruction and making sure that the topics covered and so forth are relevant and could lead to jobs in either the private or the governmental sector?
We certainly hope so. We have probably the top-notch cyber warriors, cybersecurity professionals throughout the world, and they're able to instruct some of these folks. And if the Wounded Warrior Project needs help with the education, certainly we're going to be poised to help craft that and shape it. And the Warriors to Work program is going to provide a pipeline of the folks coming out of this program to be able to get their skills matched up with jobs, whether it's in cybersecurity or it's in computer technician kind of jobs.